For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott. There's a lot of excitement building up around Racine, Kentucky and Ohio County. The 39th annual Racine Spring Festival is this weekend, June 8th and 9th. In 1911, so the story goes, on a lonely ridge near Racine, Melissa Monroe played a mandolin under a shade tree in the yard of her home. Little did she know the son she would soon give birth to would one day create an entirely new genre of music and would come to be known as the father of bluegrass. That tree still stands near the birthplace of Bill Monroe?
Yes, it is. It's still in front of the home place on Jerusalem Ridge in Racine.
Meet Renetta Romero. Renetta is Executive Director of the Ohio County Tourism Commission.
The home place is open each day of the week from 9 to 5. And so while people come to the Racine Park, which is 2 miles down the road, then they can go up and tour during the day, and then the music will be in the afternoon. So it would be great if people would actually visit the home place also.
That's Bill Monroe's Road to Columbus. Because his older brothers already played the fiddle and guitar, Bill Monroe was resigned to play the less desirable mandolin. Bill recalled that his brothers insisted he remove 4 of his mandolin's 8 strings so he wouldn't play too loudly. There will be plenty of mandolin, fiddle, and guitar during the 2012 Racine Festival, and some gospel music Friday night.
Our focal point is bluegrass, so we've got great groups, Ridge Runners Gospel, Kings Highway, McDonald's Road, Jerusalem Ridge, and then we also have a group for our square dance, which is Saturday night, South Union.
And then Saturday morning, country breakfast, and then family games all afternoon, and then the square dance at night.
We're going to have a watermelon seeds bidding, sack races for the kids, washers, cornhole tournaments, so there'll be plenty to do.
The music begins Friday night at 7 p.m. Saturday's breakfast is served at 8 a.m. Sign up for games begins at noon Saturday. The cakewalk starts at 6 and the square dance at 7.
Oh, the people would come from far away to dance all night till the break of day. They called or hollered, do-si-do, you knew all the pen was ready to go. Late evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town. The wind played a fiddle on a hybrid ring. You heard talking, heard sing.
In 1997, James Monroe released a CD titled My Father in Memory of Bill Monroe. In it, he sings that tune written by his father called Uncle Ben.
We thank you and we just love and appreciate the attentiveness of every one of you that's come to hear this program. And Bill's got a little word he wants to say about a song. It wouldn't do for me to brag on it because I think he said something about me in it somewhere, but I ain't going to say no more about it. Bill, go ahead and tell them about what a difference it is.
We was playing out in Hollywood, Doc and myself, at a club out there called the Ash Grove, and I'm always trying to come up with something new in the way of bluegrass, and I come up with this little blues number. And Doc put a wonderful run in it just for a little introduction.
In 1968, Bill himself founded an annual bluegrass festival at a place called Bean Blossom in southern Indiana. And the spirit of Bill Monroe permeates the Racine, Kentucky Spring Festival this weekend. For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott.